This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning, the Assistant Commissioner, Kath Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, into tax return time, it's not often a time of year we look forward to, but if you do it right, you can actually get quite a large lump sum payment. What are some of the things we can do to help prepare ourselves for our tax return?
All right. You're right, Laura. Look, it's only a couple of weeks' time until we are into tax time. So some of the things you can be doing right now is things like get your returns up to date for prior years. Some people might be a little bit behind on those, and it's pretty important that you get on track with those. Get your records ready. Work out what income you're going to be declaring, things like your salary and wages, perhaps something from the sharing economy or maybe some capital gains. Work out your expenses. Get your receipts organised, logbooks, all of those kinds of things. And you can check out the tools and calculators that are available on the ATO website for things like laundry or home office or things like that. Make sure you know what you can claim. So there's three golden rules that really apply to anyone claiming a deduction. And the first is that you have to have spent the money and not been reimbursed for it. The second is that it's got to relate to earning your income and not be private. And the third is that you need a record. So just making sure you know what it is that you can claim, and you can have a look on the website and lots of things in the media at this time of the year as well to tell you what you can and can't do. Importantly, decide how you'll lodge. If you're self-preparing, use MyTax via MyGov so you can get your logins and things ready. And if you're using an agent, make sure they're registered. And probably decide when you'll lodge. You might want to lodge early. You mentioned before that some people are keen to get their refund back, but what we're finding is that people who lodge early often tend to miss some information. So if you're self-preparing, we'd recommend that you wait sort of till mid-August, and that way we will have pre-filled a lot of your income in there already. But yeah, it's important to work out those things.
And you mentioned the things that you can get deductions for, the things you can claim there. Are there items that we tend to forget that we can claim that are a good source to mention on the tax return?
Oh, look, there's plenty of things you can claim, and I think, as I said, there's plenty of articles around now talking about things like uniforms and donations and things. Some other things that people might not have thought about, though, is their income protection insurance, maybe some mobile phone costs on work calls, but remember those golden rules that I talked about before. You must have actually paid it. It needs to be a work call and you need to be able to prove it. Another one is diaries and pens and other stationeries to the extent that you used it for work. But remember that we'll look at it if it's out of the ordinary. I mean, I know one taxpayer asked family and friends to keep their receipts and give it all to him, but he was sort of missing out on the first golden rule in that he hadn't actually paid for it himself. And remember, too, that we might check with your employer just to see that you did need to incur those. But another one for small businesses is the instant asset write-off. So that's been extended this year, which is a good one.
And if we are looking forward to next year already, realising just what a tough time of it we may have handing in this current return, what are some of the ways we can prepare in advance to set ourselves up for success?
Well, the biggest tip I can give you, and I did that this year, is to get onto My Deductions. So in that, you can actually record your receipts and expenses during the year, and that way you don't have to go fishing around for them come the end of year. So that's my biggest tip. And if you're a sole trader, you can use it as well this year. Probably just get onto the website, make sure you understand what you can and can't claim. And if you're getting a refund, you might want to think about how you can use it. Maybe you might be able to spend some of it on work things that you can claim again next year. Talk to your advisor. There's some changes to things like superannuation that you might want to think about. And the other one's probably if you're earning income through the sharing economy, make sure you put a little bit aside for your tax bill come the end of the year.
And finally, if we haven't handed in last year's tax return yet, so what do we do in that scenario?
Oh, look, it's best to lodge on time, but if you're behind, don't despair. We can help you. Look, it's not okay not to lodge. Everyone needs to pay their fair share, no more, no less. And we can tell who has and hasn't lodged. So the best thing you can do is get on the front foot. If you're lodging yourself, go on to MyTax. You can lodge the last 3 years on there. Or you can talk to your agent and get their help. Many people are getting a refund, so there won't be any penalties and things if they're worried about that, if they're getting a refund situation. But even if it's not, you're better off actually getting onto it and getting up to date to avoid any further sort of fines or penalties. So as I said, we're here to help. There's lots of tools and services, and we can help you get through it. So there is a phone number. It's 132861. If you call that, we can chat to you about your situation and your options.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.